The government of Iran is responding to a different film. It's called Persepolis, from the graphic novel of the same name, nominated for an Academy Award this year for Best Animated Feature. It's the story of a girl who grows up in the tumultuous years of the Islamic Revolution in Iran and her struggles to find her identity. Iran's government has condemned the film, but it is widely available on bootleg DVDs on the streets of the capital. NPR's Mike Schuster has more from Tehran.
Persepolis is a rare animated film. It is about adults and how history affects a family. In Tehran in 1978, hundreds of thousands of people are in the streets, calling for the end of the Iranian monarchy. Marjan is a little girl, and she and her family are swept up in the turbulent events. The Shah falls, the Islamic Revolution takes hold, and war breaks out between Iran and Iraq. The events in Persepolis are familiar to viewers in Tehran. 35-year-old Mohammed says he was surprised at the impact Persepolis had on him. Mohammed prefers to use his first name only because watching the film on DVD is officially prohibited by the government. Mohammed got a copy from a friend and watched it with his wife.
We could really touch it and feel it, and we could really understand it and absorb it. That was the reason that we really enjoyed the movie.
Stylistically, Persepolis is an unusual animated film. It is drawn in a flat style, in stark black and white, very much like the drawings in Marjan Satrapi's graphic novel from which the film was adapted. But the animation in Persepolis is anything but simple, says Niloufar, who is 25 and who also prefers to use only her first name.
I really like the technique of the film because it's sort of like putting away the Disney cliches. It was in a way a combination of Eastern theatrical style with, I don't know, modern Western films.
In the film, to protect Marjan from the Iraqi bombs and missiles, her parents sent her to Europe and safety. But the young teenager cannot adapt. She falls sick and must return to Tehran. In Iran, she is unable to conform to the changing political culture. She turns punk, champions heavy metal rock, challenges the Islamic dogma of her teachers, and later falls into a deep depression.
I can see the same thing she has saw.
Niloufar says she and her friends have gone through some of the same experiences that young Marjan did in the film.
The moral police thing still bothers you or say, why do you wear this kind of uniform?
Selling Persepolis on DVD is officially prohibited, but it is not hard to find. Viewers like Niloufar and Mohammed say it's not dangerous to watch it, in part because it's in French. The authorities do not believe it is going to have a huge impact, says Mohammed.
Only sometimes you can find it with a Persian subtitle. They say, well, the number of the people who can have access to it and watch it and understand it, there will be a very limited people.
Although Iran's government officially condemned the film, especially after it won a prize at Cannes last year, Tehran's municipal government allowed two showings in February. They were held in cultural centers rather than in large cinemas, and several scenes were cut for sexual content. The version on the street is uncensored. Mohammed found himself surprisingly wrapped up in Marjan's struggle.
For this person who comes back again at the after a couple of years to Iran, still it's very difficult to adapt yourself with the situation that still was going on in Iran. That's why maybe the reason that for her was difficult to find her way.
In the film, eventually Marjan pulls herself together and struggles to assert her individuality in a society that appears to have no interest in individual identity. But her parents fear that her behavior could land her in prison, and they persuade her to leave Iran again, this time for Paris, where the film changes its style.
She showed all the decades in Iran in black and white. And when she finally went to Paris, it was all bright and colored.
Niloufar has mixed feelings about the message here. She doesn't believe it's still all black and white in Iran.
I think it's really changed. Although there is not much liberty in some areas, but I think they recognize some of the, I don't know, rights, some of the women's rights.
Still, the end gives a feeling of hope, Niloufar says, adding, she wishes Persepolis had won the Oscar. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.